AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. A historic moment today at the G7 summit underway in Puglia, Italy. Pope Francis is introduced to the gathering.
Your holiness, the floor is yours.
He's the first pope to ever attend a gathering of the G7 top industrialized nations, and his mission was to urge them to put new controls on artificial intelligence.
È uno strumento affascinante.
Abortion opponents say the Supreme Court decision allowing the pill mifepristone to still be mailed to women won't be the last word. But this woman in Massachusetts who had to terminate a pregnancy says this is a private medical decision.
These should be decisions that are made between medical teams and their patients, not in courtrooms, not in legislature.
A suspect is in custody in an Amber Alert case from Louisiana. Police say a woman was killed and her two daughters reported missing. The children have been found in Jackson, Mississippi, a six-year-old with a suspect and a four-year-old child who was dead. Jackson Police Chief Joseph Wade on WLBT-TV.
Innocent four-year-old child. That's no longer with us because of the actions of a coward who took this child from her family, who killed their mother, supposedly.
The cicadas are here. The AP's Seth Borenstein reports on a convergence of two different broods.
There are trillions of cicadas right now. Wisconsin and Illinois, Missouri, all the way south and east to North Carolina. This is actually a once in every 220-year situation.
Stocks are opening lower this morning. This is AP News. The South Florida High School building where 17 students and educators were killed in 2018 is being demolished today. Parents were encouraged to take part with hammers to symbolically help take down the crime scene. Marijuana supplies are back at two popular Massachusetts vacation spots.
Martha's Vineyard was running out of pot just as thousands of summer vacationers were starting to arrive. The Massachusetts regulators averted a cannabis drought by issuing an administrative order that will allow pot to be transported to Martha's Vineyard and Nantucket Islands for the first time. On Martha's Vineyard, one dispensary temporarily closed in May after running out of marijuana. Another said it would close by September. Although Massachusetts voters opted to legalize marijuana more than 7 years ago, the state commission has previously not allowed transportation of pot to the islands. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.